Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Key Studios with you. 404-741-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We are opening up the phone lines in this segment, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. So Kevin Herter, by the way, we'll talk to Jason Longshore here in about 20 minutes from right now. Former Atlanta Hawk Kevin Herter was on the Old Man and the Three podcast. That is hosted by J.J. Redick and Tommy Alter. And I thought he had an interesting comment about his former team in the Atlanta Hawks. And he talks about in this clip, and this is a lengthy clip. It's a little bit more than a minute, but I want you to hear it so that, again, as my guy Eric Bischoff says, context is king. Let me let you hear what Kevin Herter told J.J. Redick and Tommy Alter on the podcast about where it went wrong for the Atlanta Hawks.
100%. And that was almost like the start of our downfall was the run that we went on. We won before we were expected to win or before we should have won, let's call it. And, you know, that run, I think we were the 5 seed beating Philly as the number 1 seed. Our fans didn't expect us to get that point. The NBA didn't expect us to. And that just put a fast forward on our timeline. And our, I don't think our team as a whole was fully at that point. And so then we went into the next season with a similar roster. And if every year we're trying to build and get better, we were first round exit. So it's not like we would have built from a first series win. But the expectations of that team just went through the roof the next year because we made a conference finals. And it was, all right, conference finals or bust. And maybe as a unit, like that wasn't where we were there yet. You talk about like skipping steps. I would say that team skipped a step and we overachieved for that year. We won on a great run that ultimately 2 years later, all these expectations that had happened, everyone thought like, all right, we got to make a lot of changes because now we're failing as a team. When in reality, we might not have consistently built to that point anyway. And I think we were getting there. We were building it, just it never came to fruition. So,
and I understand and appreciate what he's saying. I don't agree with him, though. I don't think the expectation was conference finals or bust for this team. I think fans knew that they had overachieved. And let me just say, I wouldn't trade that run for anything. That was a miraculous run, fantastic run. It was loads of fun beating Philadelphia and then lining up against Milwaukee, right? You know, beating the Knicks in the first series, then beating Philadelphia, who was 29-7 at home that year. I wouldn't trade that for anything. But I don't think that their expectation was, well, we're going to be in the conference finals every year. You know, look, one of the things that happened was our star player went in front of the media and said, well, we don't really care about the regular season. You know, it's all about the playoffs. So they set that expectation more than the fans did. When your star player is coming out and saying that, well, you know, we don't care about the – we just want to get to the playoffs. Okay. Well, that's their expectation. That wasn't our expectation. We expected to be a good regular season team. And I don't think anybody was look, there's always a fringe of fans that say, well, we got to be better than all that kind of stuff. But they have never capitalized on that season. You know, it's not like they've even gotten close to that. They've had two first-round exits and 2 years in the play-in tournament. You know, they were the five seed that year only because the Knicks beat them head-to-head 3-0. They had the fourth-best record in the Eastern Conference that year. I don't think we're expecting them to be 1-2 and, you know, all that stuff. But you mean to tell me that we couldn't have been 4, 5, 6 somewhere around there? Not 9 or 10 or whatever we were this year, right? Well, wait. We were 8 this year, 9 the last year. That's a big fall from where you were a couple of years ago. I mean, it's not like that, okay, we're middle of the pack, but we're in the, at least we're in the first round. No, you've had to go through all these fakakta playing games. So I don't, you can't have it both ways. You can't have your star player come out and say, well, we don't care about the regular season. We just want to go into the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. And then say that, well, that was the downfall of our organization. I'm not buying that. I'm not with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.